That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. It's Friday night. We're ready to rock and roll, baby. I'm Pogo Man, formerly from the Virtue Surfer. It's time for Paragon Radio. I'm hanging out on the steps of City Hall and Atlas Park in beautiful Paragon chat. And I'm not alone with me. No. I got a bunch of people hanging out with me. But on the air right now with me is my co-host. He is the one, the only, as far as I know, Mad Viking.
Let's see. Nice. Naughty.
Oh, that must be raining.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, you checking the list? Anyway, we go. That's right. I'm dressed as Santa Pogo or Pogo Claus or Santa Claus. I'm hanging out and I got a sack of money on my back, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You saw nothing? There was no robbery.
There we go. Excuse me about that. Picturing how I was going to do the nice audio, and then I remembered Courage the Cowardly Dog with that one rogue barber episode. How he kept on going, naughty.
Oh, you could have done, what was it, from History of the World Part 1? Yes. Oh, wait, no. Yes. No. Yes. Okay, who's hanging out with me here? Lycanthropus. I swear, I think he's been parked here since we had the anniversary of the shutdown. He's staying in the same exact spot holding that torch. He's been AFK since. But I've got a Christmas angel hanging up on the steps above me. Nevermore. Oh, the Raven is hanging out with me also. And in the far distance, I see a Night Stalker. I see Suki Maru and Captain Ace Rimmer. Could it be from Red Dwarf?
It's Donald Rimmer, he's fine. No, I'm not going to start that song.
It's cold
we do not have the monkey.
There's no kind of atmosphere. I'm all alone. Oh, God, I forgot how the lyrics go, more or less. All right, it's been a while since I sang that song. Sorry, I am way off key on those lyrics. My lyrics are more accurate than yours. That's all I got to say. Sorry, folks, for next week, I'll look it up. Maybe I'll download it for the soundboard for next week's episode. For the end of the year, spectacular, but this is the Paragon Radio Christmas Spectacular. Why? Because it's Friday and Monday is Christmas Eve. Tuesday is Christmas. Holy mackerel. Hang on. This is as close as we have to Christmas.
I'll have to admit, you kind of left it on the cliffhanger if we were going to have a show this Friday or not.
Oh, did I? I kind of thought we were.
Yeah.
So. This week. What do you think about next week? Show? No show?
That's a toss-up.
Do you want? Well,
it all depends on with me, there's not much of a problem. That is, it's just a matter of no stuff. No, it's not gonna be you. No, it's not gonna be huge. But it's more of a case of usually with you. Yeah, the family's tying you up.
Right. But next week is the 28th, so.
Right. So, guess play by ear again.
Okay. So, as far as we know, there may be show, there may not. Right now, this is the Christmas Spectacular. With a year-end show pending with no review and, It's just another day at the office for us, folks. It's just another day at the office. And what a week it was. I got to see Venom this week thanks to Movies on Demand. I rented Venom. I saw it last night. Oh, what a movie it was. Finally got to see it. I wish I got to see it in the movies, but my SUV broke down for a couple weeks, and I didn't get the chance to see it. I wish I'd saw it on the big screen. I'm going to watch it again tonight. I have it till tomorrow morning, so I can see it one more time. Let's watch it tonight. And I binge watched Titans season one all the way through to the end this afternoon. I highly encourage all of you, if you can, watch season one. My goodness, what a way it ended. And for those of you who don't like to watch the credits, the last episode of season one, there is an end credit scene. After the credits are over, oh, there is a scene you want to watch. You don't want to miss it, folks. Definitely sets up next season. The episode definitely sets up next season, but this scene sets up a storyline for next season as well. And as soon as you see something, as soon as the scene starts, you go, "Oh, that's." And I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay, that's all right. Cool. I was wondering, where am I hearing Charlie Brown? Because remember, I'm paying attention.
I had it. I said that's about it for Christmas music. The Charlie Brown Christmas dance music in the back.
All right. Like I said, I've been. Remember, I get to have to pay attention to several things. And you remember just
again?
A few minutes ago,
yes.
When things happen, you got to take care of it as quick as you can.
The Dawn radio station, they were having some technical difficulties. Not us here on the Paragon Radio Network. A lot of news.
No, we had our own technical difficulties.
Yes. Quite right. Quite right.
We do have our New Year's resolution. Hold on. I got it right here.
Yes.
Hold it.
Yes. Yes, it's to get the show off live.
Right here in my
hand.
Yes. And it says, take care of this once and for all.
Get off of Block Talk. Get to YouTube. Because I thought, since I have a premium account, that during primetime hours, I could talk to somebody on the phone. No, it's a text. And it says it could take up to 24 hours for somebody to respond to me. Are you flipping kidding me? It took, 3 hours? I gave up on them. Oh, look, they finally responded with, 15 minutes left in their business day. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like, oh, yes, by the way, before I run out the door, answer these 5 questions for me in triplicate.
Seal it in a mayonnaise jar, put it under the porch of Funkin' Wagnall.
Yes, and put them in these locations. Each question must be in a mayonnaise jar, but each question must be put in this specific location. And
so,
in this specific computer code.
So, needless to say, foobarring here on Blog Talk, add another food bar from another source,
and add a food bar of their premium support. Like I said, I remember back in the glory days of when I used to do, I had a wrestling talk show with Blog Talk on Wrestle Unstoppable, and it was everybody, and it was free, okay? And everybody had a talk show, and it was great from 6 p.m. to midnight. Everybody had, and no one missed a talk show. It's like everybody had a 2-hour, some people had an hour show, most people had that 90-minute show, and from 6 p.m. to midnight back in the day, everybody was glued to the radio. And everybody called in. You knew the time slots. No one intruded on another person's time slot. It's like this night, this person, and they were posting the forums. You know, it was a time
remember
and everybody had, you know, everybody knew, like, what, this night of the week, this show was on. And then Sunday night came around, everybody was, well, how come there's no show on Sunday night? They need, you know, the DJs need their night off, too. And it's like, you got to remember, the wrestling pay-per-views are on Sunday. The DJs need the night off to watch the pay-per-views. You know, they need their night off to watch them so they could talk about them during the week. Or if there was a show on, it would come on about 11:30 Sunday night to recap the pay-per-view. So that would be the show you got that night. Or it was very rare you had a Sunday show. Maybe Sunday afternoon you get it, but anywhere near the time of the pay-per-view, forget about it. Like an hour before the pre-show started, you wouldn't have a wrestling show on. So, but that was then. And then they started charging. And everyone went, I got to pay for this? And all of a sudden, the landscape became barren. And one of my friends back then,
I don't even remember when you asked for help, they came. You know, that time when the time period where, you know, you could not get out, all of a sudden I'm the solo host.
Yeah. And I was doing a wrestling show. And it got to the point no one wanted to do a show. Because for a while, it just got to the point where, well, you know what it was? The wrestling game had new owners. And they didn't give a crap about the game anymore. Because the game went from 2D to 3D. And it turned out that they were just trying to promote their game engine for another game. And they were just using it to promote it, to sell it, to highlight it to other people. And it got to the point, any glitches, they didn't care. Like, basically, the owner of the game sold it to the wrong people. So it was one of those things for like a year, year and a half. Any problems with the game, forget about it. And a lot of people lost interest. So those of us who kept doing the radio shows, we noticed that there was a cult following of the radio shows. But people just lost interest in it. So a new group came in who were just interested in being hardcore gaming. And so you had the old school diehards who would tune into the radio, and then others like, who cares about the radio shows? But they forgot that the radio shows enhanced the game. But they, you know, it just split up and, you know, divvied off. And I went from being a shoe-in to a Hall to getting the Hall of Fame after being in the game for a year and a half, to where I had to wait almost 4.5 years to get in. To where some people thought I shouldn't have been in for not being a diehard wrestler. It's like, no, you should have got in a year and a half. I should have got in like 3 years earlier. Because people had explained that back in the day, I was a very good wrestler, but these people came in who knew all that, like when all the glitches were exposed, we didn't take advantage of it, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And so, and then it was a Hall of Fame, not a Hall of let's expose the glitches and become good wrestlers that way. But anyway, I digress. But now, this is why a lot of people got mad at Blog Talk. And now you can see why people don't use Blog Talk much anymore. Because of their wonderful customer support. I say it's quite sarcastic. Anyway, let's move on from that. That's the history of Blog Talk. Back in the day, they were quite good. And then they had a problem. Like, Blog Talk and Skype used to work very well together. And then it got to the point they did not mesh at all. I don't know what they want you to use with Blog Talk anymore, but it's like, oh, you're using Skype? You silly fool. You stupid moron. How dare you want to use Skype with Blog Talk? Well, then you want to tell me what I should be using? Nope. No, you'll have to guess. I'm not telling you. You'll just have to guess on your own. Thanks. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. You're just a pal and a half, aren't you? So. Anyway, let's get on with some news, shall we? Duets?
Okay.
All right. Let's... Uh-oh. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. I guess we should get on with some gaming updates. The usual bits. We have Heroes and Villains. And then City Titans has actually their year-end review already.
Yep. I will say there's nothing from Valiant or Shipping Heroes.
Of course not. Okay, so this is going to be date number 315 from Heroes and Villains. This was originally posted last Saturday night at approximately 1:44 a.m. from, of course, Golden Girl. But we're reading it tonight. So here we go. All right, this week we've been doing some more work on the subject of allowing players in an RPG to kill off unique NPCs and the way that a totally new comic book universe isn't held back from giving players that kind of choice when compared to an existing comic universe where there's a built-in fan base with expectations as to how the storylines will unfold. However, although a new comic book setting built from scratch isn't held back by those kinds of restrictions, the unique NPCs in it, if they're implemented correctly, will still be deeply embedded in the game's backstory and have a lot of the game's history tied to them, as well as having a role to play in future storylines. So, allowing them to be killed off regularly would still cause problems with the narrative structure of the game. An example of this can be seen in City of Heroes, with the death of Statesman, who had a very minimal role within the game world, but whose death still required some major changes to various parts of the content in spite of his very infrequent appearances in any stories and his passive role as a task force contact. I'm sorry. So this would be an even large issue for NPCs who are actually active in the game world and played a role in multiple storylines. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And one person responded saying, glad to see you guys are still going strong. I may not be always logged in, but always lurking. Well, you say they're going strong, but here's the deal. You take 315, okay? Divide that by 52.
I would, but I'm using my phone.
I'm going to do that right now for you. Hold on now. My calculator's loading. 315. Divide that by 52, okay? That comes out to just over 6, okay? That means we've had 6 years of updates. Now, I could hear Rain, Sovereign Rain, somewhere in the distance. You know what she's saying right now? Anybody want to take a guess? After 6 years of updates? Where's the game?
Yep. Speaking of which, she is on Champions. I said, you know, first I told her, you know, if she got the invite, you try to call in. But the invite may be foobarred.
Oh, that's true. It's 6 years of updates. Granted, they're doing a lot of work. But. Come on now. Okay. And then on the other side of that, we have the end of the year summary of 2018 from City of Titans, who had a costume contest. Okay, so it's called Where We Are, end of year 2018. Dear Titans, this is Chris. I'm not him. I'm just reading his letter. This is Chris Warkhabit. Chris Warkhabit Hare, project lead of City of Titans. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you, whether you've been with us since the beginning or if you recently found us. It's your support and enthusiasm that keeps this enthusiasm that keeps this project alive. Ooh, bad grammar. It's not exaggerating to say that without you, there is no City of Titans. And I could hear Rain saying, "Where is it?" Unfortunately,
yeah.
I have the sad duty to tell you that we are not going to be able to launch in 2018. Really? Because there's only 1 week left in 2018. So, we've made a lot of progress over the last year. The character creator is almost ready to hit alpha.
Woohoo!
And has been undergoing intense internal testing. The UI is innovative and incredibly practical. That's awesome. The combat system is making huge progress. Cool. Every major combat type of activity is functional and being tested. From buffing to healing to debuffing and knockback. No matter how you choose to play, we should have a style for you. In a battle mission system, well, look for yourself. And then there's a video called Santa's Mission. And it's a 5-minute video, so we'll put the link up later. And you could all look at that later. I'm gonna watch it later on myself. The mission video was written by Geeks Gone Bad, our best technical artist. It's meant to show multiple choices and different mission ends, as well as instancing into new maps. Santa's back from last year, but we've got no baby new year. Oh, you'll have to deal with an elf instead. That's acceptable, right? And yes, that elf, like everyone else in the map, comes from the character creator. Look at those ears. And we're very glad to present to you the first procedurally generated mission map. This is based on the quote-unquote office theme, and every element in it has been placed by rules, not by hands. If you look carefully in the cubicles, every desk is slightly different. Even the post-its are in different locations. Okay. And that one is 2 minutes and 47 seconds long, that video. And you could all look at that later yourselves. And then in parentheses, what to ignore. The final animation setup is in a different project. The jump is missing essential infrastructure to smooth it, so it cycles in a loop. The dialogue boxes themselves are slated for replacement, but we've got a system capable of handling branching decisions now. Also, the foliage jumps into view far too close to the camera. Part of this is not having a mega fast computer to record on. Recording takes a lot of horsepower. The second video has a bit of lag. We are working on it. We've improved auras over the last month, from the spinning globes you saw on Instagram to a much more holistic effect. The character creator to make believable people from every continent, giving us the look of a realistic American city and giving you the chance to make a character that looks like you. And then there's a picture of a bunch of different photos of different looking people.
Okay.
Now it says here, click it for size or all the faces will look the same. The goal here was to make average faces from around the world. We think we succeeded. Yes, they did. And we're making costumes you'll never believe. And then there's a picture with two different costumes. We continue to move steadily forwards, but we have had setbacks. We've had a number of issues. We lost our primary data repository. Oh my goodness. Repaired it. Hooray. Got it working for a whole 3 more days. Yippee. At which point, it then decided to stop working forever. Ooh. Luckily, the first thing we did when we got it back up was to pull all the data off it. Good move. We didn't lose anything critical, but it still took a while to completely replace it with a new piece of hardware at a new location, which, of course, required us to completely rebuild our internal network setup. It's sort of like doing home repairs. You start off with needing to fix a cabinet, find dry rot behind it, and next thing you know, you're doing the whole kitchen and the plumbing. Oy vey. That was thrown in by me. There's no oy vey there. That alone set us back at least 3 months. On top of that, we're a lot of smaller related issues. things that had to be delayed because something else wasn't working properly, things that just weren't coming together as expected, and even a few things that were redone because a better method had been found. We also had some non-development related issues. For example, on a personal level, someone ran a red light into my car with a pickup truck. I was hurting pretty badly for a while. My goodness. We've had people lose their jobs, get ill from infections, from hurricanes, have surgery for cancer, have deaths in the family. If it's not one thing, it's five others. So says Roseanne Rodanadana. That's me too, adding that in. Despite all that, the work continued. The character creator advanced amazingly during those months, and we were able to take some of the lessons we learned from it and apply those to other parts of the game design. We're still here, we're still fighting, and we're going to deliver on our promises. And then if you have, once you open up, there's a thing on the bottom, discuss the update here. And I can hear Sovereign Reign, okay, we're going to deliver on our promises, but when? But when? I can hear say that. When? And that's the end of the year summary 2018 for City of Titans.
And as stated before, nothing for Valiant's new, nothing from Ship of Heroes new.
Okay.
They have one more chance next week.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, because that guy said he wanted us to read the updates, but.
Yep.
We haven't seen any updates. So, you want us to read updates, you got to give us some updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Ship of Heroes can also have two skeletons in the sewer going they tried.
Yeah. Do they have a sewer on the ship? Or whatever.
Well, I would assume they would.
Or just floating around the outside of the ship.
Either that or encased in the alien cocoons.
Oh, geez, great. That's all we need.
Well, you know, all those walkways and ducts.
Yeah. Hold on. So, we've been on the air tonight for just over half an hour. If you all would like to call in, join us on the air for our Christmas Spectacular, you can join us on air by calling in at 714-583-6908. Again, 714-583-6908. You call that number, get you on the switchboard, and I'll pick you up right away, and you can join us on air, and we can discuss superhero stuff for the next hour.
Well, let's see. I do have a possibility of an update. Now, we all know January's coming, and
yes,
that means I go into full tilt Dawn Con planning.
Oh, yes.
Where I'm, either someone's going to try to kill me in the process, or I'm going to try to kill them in the process. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm busy! anyone that knows me, during that 6 months, I'm all business at that point. And I would, needless to say, with a lot of help from everyone else, it shows in the end, as each year we've gotten better and better.
Right.
Now, I noticed last year that even though the kickoff was Friday, something was happening on Thursday. And it was doing pretty good. So I posed the question to said people on Thursday. This will be the Metal Day DJs. In which then Metal Day will be the kickoff party. And Paragon Radio Podcast would be day one.
Or day two.
No, it would be day one. Kickoff, then day one, then day two, day three.
Ooh. So we're actually expanding to like a 4-day event? or a three-day event?
Well, like I said, I oppose the question. We have one person, one of them. I'll go whatever you say. I'm just waiting for the others.
Right, right, right.
And if you think about it, you know, think about the majority of the superhero movies. Metal plays a factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're not exactly getting pop music or country music.
No.
It's, you know, hard. It's either classic rock, hard rock, or heavy metal.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like those superhero movies.
Or original orchestra. Avengers.
Right.
Got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
I mean, music-wise, I remember they were going like, they had to include Ozzy Osbourne in the Iron Man soundtrack.
Of course.
Of course.
And, hold on, Thor Ragnarok, it was about friggin' time they used the Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin. I'm like, it's about damn time they used it in a Thor movie.
Oh, yeah. No, there's still
and
a chance
admit,
for
and
you
gotta admit,
rocking
both
America
fight,
for Captain America.
But you gotta admit, both fight scenes were so freaking cool with that song in it.
Oh, yeah.
The second I heard, I'm like, oh my God, this movie rocks now. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin
fan.
Yeah,
it's like those fight scenes would not be the if all of a sudden you heard Britney Spears "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time."
Oh God,
no.
And I think if any of the other movies had it in, it would be okay. But it was just very appropriate for Thor to have it in his movie because you know the immigrant song is about Vikings, so. You know, I come from the land of the ice and snow with midnight sun where the harsh wind blows. Just that opening, when you know, and they're fighting, I'm like, oh, finally.
I would not be surprised if they do another Valhalla scene and they're all drinking. You get to hear Aelstorm going, one more drink, and then something Norwegian. And you'd be going like, yes, metal and pirate music. Bonus.
Yes. Awesome. Exactly. Or in Guardians of the Galaxy. It would work in there, too.
Mm-hmm. No, we're trying to get I Am Groot by Evan Brooks in that one.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome.
Oh, okay. I gotta say this here. Now, where I work, a friend of mine, Anthony, he's one of those people, he will sing the song, but he'll never get the lyrics right.
Okay.
He heard I Am Groot, and tradition got broken because there was no way he was going to screw up I Am Groot.
He screwed it up. Yes?
No, he didn't. No. But the next song was Ghost. The next song was Ghost Year Zero. Now, for those who don't know it, you know, it's basically a great band. I got to give credit where it's due. It's like orchestral metal, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Okay.
But he kept singing I Am Groot instead of the words for that one. He kept I Am Groot going all the way through. And the thing is, it fit.
You see? Well, he liked that song so much. He liked I Am Groot so much. He just made it fit in everything. See?
And it's like, I know if Mordecai is listening, he's going like, oh, God, what have I started?
See? Beware what you start.
So, you know, well, more news when it comes around on the idea that the kickoff party will be Metal Day.
That's right. Oh, okay. I have news now from Superhero Hype. I have a bunch of news articles from Superhero Hype. This is one we have been waiting for a long, long time. regarding Young Justice, Outsiders. Ready?
All right.
Young Justice, Outsiders, images and synopsis released. DC Entertainment has released a bunch of new images from the first three episodes of Young Justice's long-awaited third season, featuring the appearances of new characters like Batwoman, Katana, and Plastic Man. The photos also came with release of the three episodes' official synopsis. The animated series is set to return on January 4th, 2019.
There you go.
Exclusively on DC Universe. It's coming up, people. It's a couple of weeks away. There you go. It's the day after Gotham comes out on January 3rd. Oh, what a week it's going to be. Gotham comes back for its final season. Young Justice returns for its third season. Here are the synopses they give. And I can read this because it's their official article. Episode 3.01, Prince's All. After the Justice League faces a horrifying incident on the planet Rand, Dick Grayson gathers an elite squad of heroes to shut down a metahuman trafficking syndicate in Markovia. Markovia? Like, isn't that where Geostorm?
Geoforce.
Oh, Geoforce, right. Geostorm. Geoforce? I can only be so happy if he shows up. Episode 3.02, Royal We, Dick Grayson, Artemis Croc, Connor Kent, and Jefferson Pierce go undercover in Markovia to stop the Bedlam Syndicate's metahuman trafficking cartel before it claims another victim. Episode 3.03, Eminent Threat, Connor Kent, and Prince Byron Markov,
AKA Geoforce,
yes,
yep,
are in the clutches of Count Vertigo, leaving Dick Grayson, Artemis Croc, and an emotionally damaged Jefferson Pierce to save them and put an end to the Bedlam Syndicate. The heroic lineup for Young Justice Outsiders will include Static, Kid Flash, Robin, Wonder Girl, Spoiler, Blue Beetle, 13, Arrowette, Arsenal, and Beast Boy. It says here, in Young Justice Outsiders, the teenage superheroes of the DC Universe come of age in an animated world of superpowers, supervillains, and super secrets. In the highly anticipated new season, the team faces its greatest challenge yet as it takes on metahuman trafficking and the terrifying threat it creates for a society caught in the crossfire of a genetic arms race spanning the globe and the galaxy. Equally praised by critics and viewers for its impressive visuals and rich storytelling, Young Justice reached more than 25 million unique viewers in each of its two seasons on Cartoon Network. This passionate fan support set the stage for the new third season. Sam Register will executive produce. Brandon Vietti and Greg Weissman will produce the Warner Brothers animated series. Emmy Award winner Phil Barassa serves as the series art director. And there's 31 pictures to look at.
All right, All right, we'll keep talking on the DC online streaming service here. Now, remember when Titans came on, both you and me were going, where's Cyborg?
Yes.
He's been found.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he has. Unfortunately, he's in an unusual location. They just released the trailer for Doom Patrol, in which they showed Elastic Woman, Robot Man, Negative Man, and Cyborg. Flag of the play, Cyborg was never a part of Doom Patrol. That was Beast Boy.
Huh. Well, it's funny you said that. I just found the article. And it seems to be a spinoff of Titans, looking at the picture. I just found the article.
Right. Doom Patrol aired on Titans, yes.
Right. It was, well, yeah, they were introduced in an episode. And I have, I have the release, the premiere date, February 15th, 2019. And that is indeed, well, it's not the Cyborg from Justice League, the Justice League movie.
So we have another Elseworld.
Yes. And confirmed Doom Patrol stars Joey Von Wade as Victor Stone / Cyborg, Brendan Fraser as Robot Man, Matt Bomer as Negative Man, Timothy Dalton as Niles Calder / The Chief, April Bowlby as Elastawoman, Diane Guerrero as Crazy Jane, and Alan Tudyk as Mr. Nobody. And it does pick up after the events of Titans. Okay, hold on. Picking up after the events of Titans, Doom Patrol find these reluctant heroes in a place they never expected to be, called to action by none other than Cyborg, who comes to them with a mission hard to refuse, but with a warning that is hard to ignore. Their lives will never, ever be the same.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you look at it, you're going, one of these things is not like the other.
And, okay, I will post this article also later, and there is a teaser trailer, so.
Mm-hmm. Is there any callers or anyone mentioning on Paragon chat?
Good question.
It's
no callers.
Because it's full.
And checking Paragon chat. I've had some more people join me.
Okay.
Joining us here, Robo Assault, Mac, Jules Verne. Jules as in electricity, looks very steampunkish. I'm sorry, Nevermore. I'm busy here reading stuff. He says, yes, Faith. Hey, they're bonking me over the head with baseball bats now. No gifts of money for you, Nevermore. And Cuzzy, bye.
Like on Champions, they destroy his chair. Now you're getting hit with baseball bat.
Yeah, what the hell?
Your costume should now be Rodney Dangerfield.
I get no respect. I have a gift. I'm opening it now.
Okay.
What the hell did I just open? What was that?
I don't know.
What is this? It's this giant metal thing I just opened. It looks like a piece of, like, modern art. No.
Another pool table?
No.
Coin up table.
I don't know what it was. It's like this giant piece of modern art that they just took away from me. It's like this ridiculous thing. And Dr. Venus has just joined us, also in the background.
Don't mind me here. It's just switching arms because of all the problems.
Okay. Hold on. Nevermore says,
alternate.
Nevermore says it was announced ages ago the Cyborg would start in Doom Patrol. I got another gift.
Like I said, we just saw the trailer.
Oh, I got a jingle jet.
Ah.
Thank you for the jingle jet. A festive holiday rocket pack, but the instructions are missing.
And lesson number one, do not say Duck Dodgers.
That's right. All right, guys, don't
worry.
We'll be being absent. We'll go to China. This ain't Chinese restaurant. Yeah, guys, we'll go to all-you-can-eat buffet after the show. My treat. They also sing Christmas carols.
All right, well, there was one other here. I'll go to my source.
Okay, I got a few. Oh, I got quite a few, but go ahead. Well, I just found that one because it was on the sidebar of the one I just read, and you mentioned the Doom Patrol one. So I said, perfect.
Oh, and they also released the new Men in Black International trailer.
Oh, okay.
And it shows that they have reunited Thor and the Valkyrie as they play two brand new characters. They are not. This is not a reboot, as it was led to believe. This could be like a continuation, another version, another story.
Well, this is like Men in Black International, so this is like another branch of Men in Black, I thought.
Right. No, because there are a whole lot of people going like, who's going to replace Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith? They're like, nope, that's
Nobody.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
Right. This is like a totally another branch. You know, other parts of the world have alien problems. Right? Right? Well.
Right.
I have news about Hulu. And specifically today. Season 2 of Marvel's Runaways came out today. So, if you're done with your Christmas shopping, if you shop for Christmas, and you don't get gift wrapping, you don't get decorating, or you didn't do any of that stuff, and you have nothing to do this weekend, congratulations. Or you're going to just gift wrap all weekend, you want something to watch in the background, you don't want to watch any Christmas specials, you know, go to Hulu. Season 2 of Marvel's Runaways came out today. You could binge watch the entire season 2 this weekend. Unless you started already this morning. I forgot about it. Like I said earlier, I was binging the second half of Titans season 2 today. So I'm all caught up on that, and now next week I'll probably watch Runaways.
All right, now
and
I know the Newsarama, and
season 2 promo. Trust each other.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead. That's it. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I go to Newsarama to get some of my sources. And, of course, they didn't talk, you know, DC Marvel. And then they get to, the first one that's an independent.
Okay.
I did not, and this was a case of this snuck by me. I did not know that the GoBots have a comic book. You know, the other Transformers.
Right. The other Transformers.
What has like...
You there?
Yeah, it was like the GoBots wasn't, GoBots versus Transformers. Guess who won the cartoon? I doubt we'll see GoBots the movie.
Right.
Unless, like, it's a comedy.
You don't know that.
But now I am seeing GoBots, the comic book, complete with Psycho, Turbo, and Scooter.
Wow.
And it's like, if anyone from the 80s wanted a bad flashback... This
the GoBots are it. Yeah. I don't think I know anybody who collected any GoBots.
Well, I mean, you have the intricacies of trying to get the Transformers to their robot form. The big ones, if you remember. The small ones are kind of...
Yeah, huge. Right. Oh, yeah.
But, the big ones, it was like, do this, do this, 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 this. But GoBots is like two maneuvers, done.
Yes.
And so to see a comic book, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure in the comic book it'll take more than two snaps to... I'm sorry,
that,
while you were talking, I just noticed... I'm sorry, while you were talking, I just realized I had a letter here from one of my friends, my best friend, and it's like the annual photo of his kids that they're all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear his son looks exactly like him. And I'm like, is that him? I'm like, holy crap! Like body-wise, face-wise, even his hair, I'm like... Is that him or the kid? Because the last time I saw the kid, he was thin.
Well, I mean, it also could be a Time Lord, and sooner or later you'll see a plunger coming from the background going, exterminate!
Yeah, I know. So while I was listening to you, I was just staring at the picture going, huh? Because I haven't seen the kid in a couple of years. And the last time I saw the kid, he was like, that was like 3 years ago. But still, like, his daughter is my goddaughter. I see her all the time because we go to the same physical therapist and she works at the local movie theater. So over the summer, I see her like all the time. But her brother, I haven't seen in like years, like a couple of years. And I'm like, huh? What? What the hell? I was all confused.
Yes.
I was bewildered. Sorry about that. Please continue.
That's all right. I think that was it that I was able to find that, you know, really stuck out. You know, probably next week, you know, you'll see all the top tens of this, that, and the other thing on Newsarama.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I was looking,
this
okay,
was the best comic. This was the big.
Yeah, I'm looking here, right, and it looks like Gotham. I had the thing here about Gotham, and it looks like they're calling this season Year Zero, and we all know why.
Relation to the Ghost Song.
No. Because in the final episode, they're going to do a bit of a time jump, and. I think they said in the final scene, you're going to see Bruce Wayne finally in the Batman costume. And it also turns out the final episode is going to be episode number 100. And as we said, this is going to be season 5. And the link I'm going to provide later... there's going to be two clips. And he said, because it's going to be 100 episodes, it's going to be the 100 episode milestone, meaning the show is eligible to live on in syndication and on other networks. And remember, like I said,
okay.
January 3rd is when this premieres. So it says here, it's released a pair of new clips for the upcoming Gotham Season 5 premiere. Like I said, you can check it out below. The first clip is going to feature Gordon and Bruce talking about the suffering citizens of Gotham. The second clip shows Bruce sensing something is amiss when the lights go out. And it's wrapping up the 5-season run, starting early 2019, concluding the tale of a young cop and future commissioner James Gordon. And like we said, that with the 100 milestone, it's eligible for syndication. It's also been confirmed that actor Shane West's character, Eduardo Durant, is actually none other than the backbreaking villain Bane. And in fact, will end up inflicting his trademark injury on one of the characters in the series. Finally, it was confirmed that the series finale for the show will leap ahead 10 years in the future. So the series finale, maybe not just the last scene, will leap ahead 10 years in the future featuring Bruce Wayne's final transformation into Batman. He'll talk like this for the entire episode.
Or he could talk like this. I never had to say I'm Batman. They knew I was the Batman.
That's right.
They announced my name.
That's right. And that was Adam West from The Big Bang Theory. That was like one of his best lines. They knew who I was. I just walked in, and they said, they all yelled it. Batman. There you go.
All right, so let's see. That's pretty much the movie, the TVs. We got.
But something I want to
Yes.
Wait.
There is
something noted,
in comics.
No, wait.
Okay.
In the technology in Gotham, you ever look, it's set like the technology. It's kind of like a few decades, like most of the technology is a few decades behind us, but they have cell phones. So, what's the deal?
Sponsorship of Sony?
I don't know. And that's what I read, but I've heard people say this, like, okay, they don't have, like, technology like we do, but yet they all have state-of-the-art cell phones.
Okay, now I remember.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, yes, there has been something in the comic news.
Yes.
Yes, we all know when you're dead, it's not usually for long, unless you're the original Dove from DC.
Right. Or if what?
Yeah, I had to change the rule because I'd come back.
All right.
But, we have a resurrection, yet it is unanswered at the moment.
Go on.
And before I say it, it was in the news.
Okay.
This is not a spoiler.
Okay.
They just haven't got to the reason why he came back. Cyclops.
Yes. In Uncanny X-Men.
Correct.
He's supposed to be coming back, but they didn't say why.
Exactly. So the original X-Men are all up and at him.
Right. Right, well, the
and
X-Men
who
died, the Cyclops who died, he's the adult Cyclops. The young, the younger version of Cyclops, he's still alive.
Yes. This is the
right.
Adult one, the one that... went gonzo with the Phoenix Force, killed Professor X,
right,
and then died,
died
through
he
the Terrigen Mist.
Right,
the Terrigen
that's
mist.
How he died. He died from Terrigen poisoning. Right. We found out how he finally died. Right.
Which probably will bring in the love triangle, well, the love square, should I say, or parallelogram, or anything with a four sides, because
Rompus.
You will have Jean Grey and
yes.
Cyclops,
Emma Stone,
Jean
yes.
Grey and Wolverine, and Cyclops and White Queen.
That's right. Well, no, I don't think she's. I don't think she's in love with him anymore. He's.
Now, if you remember, she was going a little off the deep end because she was. There when he did die and kept doing a full image of Cyclops to make him die
a
martyr.
Right. That's right. In his memory. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's going to be a messed up.
So tune in to the Uncanny X-Men for As the Stomach Turns.
Well, yeah, this is what I was saying last week, how screwed up Marvel is with their comic books. They put a comic book out a couple weeks ago called The Exterminated, which is a summary of what happened after the five-part Exterminated series came out. However, number five of the Exterminated, I mean, you know, Extermination, hadn't come out yet. So part four had come out. Then they put out the Exterminated, which takes place after number five, Extermination number five comes out, but before Uncanny X-Men, you know, number one comes out. And number one through 11, or number one through 10, is weekly. And once those come out, then they're going to go to either monthly or biweekly or whatever. And I'm just, and we were talking about this, like, how screwed up Marvel is when they put stuff out. It's like, wait a minute. Extermination number five should have came out, right? You're supposed to read Extermination one through five. Then, which Extermination number five came out this past Wednesday. The Exterminated I got the beginning of December. Okay? So that's how screwed up that is. I got that weeks before number five came out. So you read... So since I'm so busy, I'm not going to pick that up till the beginning of January. So you read Extermination 1 through 5. Then you read The Exterminated. Then you could get back into reading the Uncanny X-Men. 1 through whatever they're up to at that point. Oh, and also this week, I think this is the week, or last week, X-Men Red number 11 came out. And the significance of that is the stealth final issue. They never announced it, that would be the final issue until you I guess until you get to the last page.
Well,
how we've been saying, all these X teams, Astonishing X-Men, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, X-Men Red, yeah, they've all come to an end because they've all joined, because they brought the original team, Uncanny X-Men, is back, baby. And if you underneath it has LEG and whatever number the series would be up to underneath that. So that's how they're going to do it, like they do with some of the other titles. So that would be like, if we had, you know, not canceled Uncanny X-Men, this is what number the series would be up to. So there you go.
Well, what I've been noticing, and not only Marvel, but DC, is that they're getting into the habit of delaying comics. Now,
yes.
Me and you, we're old enough to remember. They didn't finish the thing all the way through. You know, put a splash page at the end for a cliffhanger, put some more ads of the, you know, the business stuff, and you're set.
Yeah.
Now you go like, I paid for 12 issues. That means one per month. Not eight.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? Batman and the Outsiders was originally supposed to restart this month. Then it got pushed back to February. Then it got put off indefinitely.
Well, I can understand if it's the first of the series. But if, you know, you're deep, deep, deep in the issues, and now you're, pushing back just a regularly scheduled issue.
Number one hasn't even come out yet. Number one, the entire series has been postponed indefinitely.
Yeah, well, like I said, I can understand if it's just starting, but like I said,
it is just starting.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the next issue of Batman, and we're going to push it another month back and push it another. It was like, what?
No.
And that's what's happening. And, you know, like I said, in the past, all right, we just had comics that had a little more ads, but we got the comic in time.
Right. Well, how about Doomsday Clock? This thing should have been over months ago. And they're still not anywhere near issue 12.
Like issue 12, one-year
thing. Yeah, it's supposed to be a one-year series, and I don't even know what issue they're up to, but they're not even close to being finished.
Like
Nevermore says, that's why I stick with Harley Comics. Yes. They get them out on time. Harley gets them out on time. Harley comes out on time.
Yeah. Oh, Harley. I thought you said Harvey Comics. I'm going like,
no, not Harvey,
okay, that's
Harley, Archie's. Like Harley Quinn. Yeah, they come. They get them out on time. And you know what? I know the letterer for that. I was taking a lettering class, and I'm behind on reading those, but I know I took a comic book lettering class last year, and the teacher, he letters that book. And he's like, holy mackerel, lettering that book? He goes, I could letter 5 other books in the time it takes me to letter Harley Quinn.
But, you know, that, I'm just going like, you know, okay, all this work and all this, and it's being delayed, 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 delayed.
Yeah. But it's a great book, though. It's a fun book to read, Harley Quinn.
And the thing that's worse is with all these delays, it's screwing up other storylines, particularly DC Rebirth. Here is Kid Flash, supposed to be, you know, the leader to bring back everything back, and then they bring up this new one where he ended up getting killed.
Right.
So, like, what? Rebirth is now dead?
Well, if you remember on the comics, they haven't had Rebirth on the covers in months, in almost a year now.
Right, you know, it's still tied in with Doomsday Clock.
Right, but that's the whole thing. Doomsday Clock, this was the whole thing when Doomsday Clock was coming out. Doomsday Clock was supposed to take a year. At the end of Doomsday Clock, that was supposed to be the end of Rebirth. But it's been going on so long now that, well, what's going on here? Like you said, everything else, they've pushing back Doomsday Clock so much, then now it's like, well, what about all these other projects? They can't keep pushing back these other projects. This is getting ridiculous. You know, I'm sitting there going, where's the JSA? Where's the Legion of Superheroes? You know, that's two groups that people were anticipating coming back at the end of Doomsday Clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are they?
Still in limbo.
Yeah. Oh, matter of fact,
we could ask Wally West. Oh, no, he's dead. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, he's dead. Yes, yes. Hold on. I had a story here. If I can find it. About the Stargirl series coming out. And why is that important?
We must have a moment of mourning.
Oh?
Yes.
But it's nighttime.
A moment of mourning.
But I'm...
Now,
okay.
You know Soft Lips. She loves her rainbow bright.
Yeah. Oh,
she
no.
She had a party for the of the rainbow party.
The comic book. Yeah.
They have ended the comic book series.
After how many issues?
Not even 12.
Well, how many was it?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get the exact count.
It wasn't that the party wasn't that long ago.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I remember.
What's like 5 or 6?
Dynamite, yeah, it started in July.
July.
So, hold on.
So, it's like 6 issues? If that?
Around there, yeah. And that's if they went, you know, there was no pushback.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Since this also, you know, was a wrestling show, I could do a 10-belt salute.
Okay.
We could do that. All right, here's your moment of silence, kind of.
And there you go.
Poor Rainbow Bright. She won't shine anymore.
Yeah, here, okay, here we go. I found the article. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
I read the article. Here we go.
Okay.
Rainbow Bright ongoing ends February 2019.
Oh, okay.
With issue 5.
Oh, good Lord.
5. I just had a flashback of Tommy Boy. You know how fast you were going? I'll say 60, 7. No, in this case, you know how many issues you had? About 50. 5.
5. With the wrestler, I was thinking of Booker T. 5 time. 5 issues. 5 issues. 5 issues.
Excuse me.
So Rainbow Bright had 5. Well, that's enough to make a trade paperback out of, at least.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. 8 months, 5.
5 issues. Maybe that's why they're ending it. But why? But why only 5? What happened?
I'm guessing same fault. Pushback.
I don't know. Well, anyway, speaking of the JSA, I have news regarding DC Universe's Stargirl series. Now, for the past few weeks, DC Universe's original series, Stargirl, has added several members of the Justice Society. Naturally, the heroes are going to need someone to fight. Now, Deadline is reporting that 3 members of the Injustice Society have been cast on Stargirl. According to the report, Neil Hopkins will play Lawrence Crusher Croc, a criminal better known as Sportsmaster. Although Sportsmaster tends to wear amplified sports gear with his costume, he's not a joke. Sportsmaster sees his criminal pursuits as a game to win and his competitor as targets to kill. Hopkins previously appeared on Lost as Charlie Pace's brother Liam. He also had a co-starring role in El Rey's Matador. Joy Osmansky will portray Sportsmaster's partner in crime, Tigress. Protecting and providing for her family, Paula Brooks hunts the world's most dangerous game, humans, as the Tigress. Tigress was originally an adversary of Wildcat, who will be played by Brian Staff on the show. Osmansky has previously had recurring parts on The Following, The Santa Clarita Diet, Devious Maids, and The Fosters. Additionally, Osmansky made guest appearances on iZombie and Lucifer. Finally, Nelson Lee will portray the Golden Age villain known as Dragon King. Dragon King is described by the show as a mastermind as well as a deadly and mysterious hooded man. This controversial scientist has been experimenting on himself and his victims since the 1940s. That full body costume may be over the top, but it's also meant to hide the effects of his self-experimentation. Deadline notes that Lee previously worked with Stargirl creator and showrunner Geoff Johns on Blade the series. More recently, Lee has appeared in Sneaky Pete and 10 Days in the Valley. Lee also has a role in the upcoming live-action remake of Disney's Mulan. Stargirl is expected to debut on DC Universe in 2019. There you go.
Okay.
And I know we were talking about earlier, not only did I stream or binge stream Titans this week, I also got to see Venom, the movie, this week. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's awesome. And there's also a cameo by guess who?
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Superman, no.
How'd you know? No. Take a wild guess. Marvel movie, cameo.
Spider-Man?
No.
All right.
Close.
Spider-Woman, Spider-Girl, Mary Jane. What?
Stan Lee. Stan
oh,
Lee.
Oh, Stan Lee.
Yep. Technically his last cameo he makes in. I was like, oh. Makes cameo, and I was like, oh, Stan.
Well, they're probably going to CGI that.
No, he filmed it. He filmed that.
No, I'm talking about in future movies. I'm talking future movies.
Oh. I don't. But remember, this movie came out before he died, so.
Right.
There you go.
No, hold on.
Oh.
Endgame is supposedly having a Stan Lee.
Oh, is it? Okay. Maybe that's it then. Oh, Nevermore said, still no Condiment King? And he goes, yeah, that was a good scene with Stan Lee. Oh, Nevermore says I thought he had. Then kind of, Nevermore said I thought he had one or two other scenes pre-filmed. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, so maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe he has one in the Avengers and Captain Marvel. And who's joining us?
Impossible.
Galactic Girl has just flown by. Galactic Girl has just flown by and joined us.
All right, well, let's see, we got 7 minutes.
We got about 7 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, somewhere in there, kids. Let's see, 6 minutes and three seconds.
All right, so let's make it official. I assume we will be doing a show next week.
Next week. I don't see why not. That'll be the 28th. I got nothing going on that night. It's a few days after Christmas.
Okay.
Going on.
So then this will be like the year in review?
No, it'll just be another show for us. Maybe the week in review? Oh, here's something else I have for you guys. Here's something else I'm going to post later. At long last, the Hellboy trailer has been unleashed, featuring star David Harbour as the titular, I can never say that word right. As the title hero, you can check out... I'm tired, man. I'm sorry. I'm hungry. I didn't have dinner yet. You can check out the trailer and the player below once I post the link later on tonight. The Stranger Things actor stars as the title character and will be joined by Ian McShane from Deadwood and American Gods, who plays Hellboy's adoptive father, Professor Trevor Prudenholm, a.k.a. Professor Broom. Mila Jovovich plays villain... Nimu, a.k.a. the Blood Queen. Sasha Lane will play Alice Monahan. Boy, wouldn't that have been funny if Mila Jovovich played Alice Monahan? Because in Resident Evil, she played Alice. Oh, another movie she played, but she doesn't in this one. Penelope Mitchell will play the Elder Witch, Ganeda, and Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii Five-0 and Lost is playing Major Ben Daimio. Let's see here. Neil Marshall will direct from a script by Andrew Cosby of Eureka, Christopher Golden, and the character's creator Mike Mignola, Larry Gordon, and Lloyd Levin will produce with Mike Richardson of Dark Horse Entertainment. And, we do have some sad news this week. Penny Marshall passed away.
Yep.
Laverne.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that, you know, she's actress, director, producer. And the only thing that came to my mind, did anyone actually drink milk and Pepsi?
My dad did, but he did it for attention. And then when he did that, people asked me, they went, why the F is he doing that? Like, for attention. Like, remember from Laverne Shirley? Like, he would just do it for no reason. And, like, he'd sit there with a big smirk on his face. But why did she do that?
That I never knew.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering, like, did they ever give a reason for that?
That, once again, don't know. But one more before we run out of time. They released the pictures of the live version of Aladdin. The person... That is either the most unluckiest person to who's going to play the genie.
Yes,
you know,
I know
trying
who it is.
To fill the boots of Robin Williams is Will Smith.
Yes.
Now, in his own right, he has his own comedic style, and it will be from what I read. It's supposed to be his style as the genie. You know, so a little bit of the best way to say it, a little of a Jay from Men in Black. It's like, really? Don't know me? Genie? Lamp? Wishes?
Yeah.
First time I heard that.
Oh, okay.
So,
here we go. I'm sorry. I found out about the Pepsi milk thing. It's like a melted root beer float. It's like a melted root beer float. Hold on. Now it takes me to a Pepsi milk recipe. It's like a melted root beer float. Hold on. So, in fact, she might not have invented it. It might have actually been a thing before she did it.
Okay.
And, of course, finally, after weeks and weeks of everything going smoothly, right at the end of the show, it freezes. And now it's scrolling up.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. But go on. Go on with your thing you're talking about. Go ahead.
And people are already kind of panning Will Smith because they're going like, you're trying to fill the shoes of Robin Williams. You know, some say it's a case of too soon. You knew it was going to happen once they started the trend of recreating the cartoons and putting it to live action. But, you know, Will's got a challenge. And there's only one way to find out.
Okay, we have 60 seconds left. Yep.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, I'm reading here. Somebody wrote an article about this back in 2014 that she thought that she invented it, and it turns out that Penny Marshall drank it. Oh, no. She was in college. One of her pals introduced her to the weirdest concoction, Pepsi milk, and exactly what it sounds like, Pepsi and milk mixed together. And it turns out that she had never seen Laverne and Shirley. She was watching, and it turned out Laverne drank it. Rumor has that Penny Marshall enjoyed them in real life and had it written in for Laverne's character. So maybe Laverne, you know, Penny Marshall drank them, but where it originated from, I don't know.
All right.
So I guess that may be answered next week.
Yeah,
that's right. That's my homework, folks. The quest to find out where the Pepsi milk originated from. Everybody have a great week. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a happy and a safe one. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And we'll see you all next week for... What is that noise?
We went to the after party.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we'll end it here.
I'm just typing. I just typed in chat. I just typed in Paragon chat. Have a merry happy
Yeah, I'm
going to
leave chat because I also want to find out what the heck was going on earlier. You know, one food bar is taken care of. Now let's go to the next food bar.
All right, and for those still listening, sorry, I was just typing, and see you all. Oops, I wrote friends wrong. And we will be back next Friday, which is next week, for our last show of the year. It's not going to be a wrap-up show because I couldn't even tell you, outside stretching tentacles, I don't know what we talked about this year. Maybe we'll just make fun of that.
There we go. 2018, the year of stretching tentacles.
Year of stretching tentacles, what you can't do in the orbit room, and the origins of the Pepsi milk drink. Maybe that will be the official drink of the orbit room.
We will allow that.
Yes, you can drink Pepsi milk in the orbit room, but no stretching tentacles.
All right.
Santa Pogo is logging out of. And it is snowing in Paragon chat, by the way.
There you go.
All right. Santa Pogo has logged out of Paragon chat. Let's see. You logged out of Paragon. I'm logging out of the Blog Talk chat room.
Right.
Oh, somebody did show. I didn't realize Tom's.
Oops.
Okay. I didn't realize we had another listener in the chat room. Okay. So I guess that's it. You don't want to do an after party. I don't want to do an after party this week.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break, go grab some grub, and figure by midnight tonight, Friday night, I will post all those wonderful stories we talked about, and I will post them on the Facebook Paragon Radio page in just a little bit.
All right.
So, everybody, like I said, have a Merry Christmas, a happy and a safe one. Hope you all have a great one, and we'll see you all next week as our last show of 2018 wraps up. I can't believe the year's over. We're almost over. One show to go. And Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you for doing the show with me this year. Can't believe it's been a whole year. All right, we're out of here. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And one last time before Christmas. There you go. That's what Santa needs. Okay. Oh, and in closing, would you like to say anything, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Merry Christmas.